This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Let me try and think of a few verses. I can think of how Allah asks us to ponder over the creation of the skies and the earth and the rotation of the day and the night. And he says, in it there are signs for those with intellect.
Assalamu alaikum. You may realize that wasn't my voice. That's Mufti Menk. In preparing for Ramadan, I've been talking to Mufti about how to help people to reclaim their minds in a sort of calm way that Allah would want us to. And these are extracts from some of the conversations that I have with Mufti, and I apply them to, you know, what I know about science and how to manage the mind. So today is very special. I'm going to play back the entire conversation, or at least what he said, when we ponder these things and we send messages to each other or what have you. So this first session will be all about understanding and claiming your time back, and how that is an act of obedience to God and disobedience to your negative feelings. Welcome to the Reinvention series. The first thing we're going to do is to slow down. Slow down, I mean it. For those of us who really need to hear this, comma, I know you know what I mean. And I hope you hear this. The first part of claiming yourself back and returning to a pure state of being is to slow down. And to understand that we have very little control over life anyway. We have even less if we are rushing. Imagine you're in a car and you've got too much power, or you're too keen to get somewhere. You lose grip. Life is a bumpy road and a slippery one. The only time we have proper grip is when we're driving slowly and we realize we can't control the traffic or the weather. You have to realize that lives are already predestined. If you have difficulties, just like everyone else, the only chance you have of really gaining some kind of true understanding or control is once you understand that it's your response to them that matters. Feeling broken or miserable or hopeless or anxious is actually the problem. And you can deal with that by accepting it and understanding that's a reality, and then slowing down. Because if you just let time pass, you'll find that these feelings don't have as much power over you as you thought. Imagine you don't have any of the luxuries you have around. You don't have a roof over your head. You can't communicate with anyone or reach out to them. And imagine that it's just you and Allah. Well, ultimately, you don't need to imagine, because that is the truth. No matter where you are in life, it's just you and Allah. And that's all you need. That's all you ever needed. And for all the things you feel bad about and all the things that you hope for, there is only one source. There's only ever been one source. And it's not something that you do to try to please him, or he's not punishing you. This is your life. And the way you go about understanding it is by appreciating that you may not have the answers, but Allah does. And in order to have a hope of getting to them, just slow down. The strongest mind is aware that the best results come from those who are able to put their minds at rest, cleaning their minds a few moments a day. And we have opportunities in the day to do this. Go and make wudu. Before you make wudu, just think how I'm going to do this in a way that is really considering what Allah wants me to do with it. I'm going to go, and each step I take, I will breathe really slowly. And I will just go through each step at a pace that allows me to appreciate what I'm doing here. I'm taking some time for myself to symbolically clean myself and for God. And I'm understanding that actually what he's promised is that my sins will wash away and I have no need to be guilty. I might feel it or might feel horrible or punished or whatever, but I can begin to be suspicious of those feelings because I can disobey them because Allah has said my sins will wash away if I think about him and I just wash myself as a start. The doors of heaven open up for those who just slow down and wash themselves. Do a wudu. Believe me, if you do it slowly, watching each part, feeling that water, I promise you, you will start to understand. Once we do this, once we understand the ability to slow down, we can start to claim our confidence back. Welcome to day one.
And here, as promised, is the bit that Mufti added, or that was his contribution to our discussion. And I think it's just very privileged to hear it from him and consider this a very exclusive bit of audio from Mufti. This is him and I talking together, and we have these moments, and I've asked him for permission, you know, to just give you guys a little snippet of that, the fact that this guy really is the real deal and is very serious about the mind and mental health and how it connects to Islam. Jazakallah. Enjoy.
Let me try and think of a few verses. I can think of how Allah asks us to ponder over the creation of the skies and the earth and the rotation of the day and the night. And he says, in it there are signs for those with intellect and those with a sound mind. And one of the reasons is to be able to sit back and ponder over things and think over things, you know. And Allah says, الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ, you know, those who remember Allah while they're standing, while they're sitting, and while they're on their sides, and they think over the creation of the heavens and the earth. And they say, oh Allah, you have not created all of this in vain, you know. Glory be to you, save us from hellfire. So that slowing down would probably be included in that type of thing. Another thing is, no matter what you're doing, you've got to make wudu, you've got to stop everything, you've got to pray. And that happens 5 times a day. You must cut off from everything. Allah is giving you a message to say, hey, you know what, calm down and focus on certain things and so on. So, and then the issue of dhikrullah, which is something that's recommended throughout the day and night whenever possible, is because Allah is trying to calm you down as well. You know, the Quran says, "Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub." It is only through the remembrance of Allah that the hearts achieve comfort. And calmness actually is the correct translation, calmness. And then also the issue of recitation of the Quran, for example, where Allah says, in it there is cure, you know,